Imagínate escuchar tu canción favorita como si fuera la primera vez. Te presentamos el totalmente nuevo y reimaginado Nissan Kicks con sonido Bose Personal Plus y bocinas en la parte superior de los asientos para crear una experiencia 360. Jamás has escuchado algo así. Reimagina tu música y tu forma de manejar. Descubre el totalmente nuevo y reimaginado Nissan Kicks en nissanusa.com. Función disponible. Bose es una marca registrada de The Bose Corporation.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to one of the bonus clips. K-Dub's over here looking at me a little weird right now.
Just fucking belched into the mic. Confused me.
Belched? That's a burp. Belch is something you do out of your ass.
That's not true.
That's probably definitely not true, but it's close enough. Anyway, we're just going to be kind of reviewing a few of the games for today, because we've seen a few that we thought were pretty interesting, or we thought we would like to go
over. I don't care about this game. If you want to talk
I actually do want to talk about it, if you don't care.
The Grizzlies and the Blazers. Why am I fucking spinning again?
I don't know why you're spinning. He's in his chair, and he's spinning. But I'll tell you why I wanted to look. It's because my man,
12 points.
Zach Edey. Yeah, dude, he's 5-for-7. I mean, he was 1-for-1 for 30. My man did his thing.
Zach Edey, DeAndre, 6 points. Let's go.
I like Zach Edey.
Why am I still playing?
And that's off him paying like 24 minutes, you know, and he's not the primary scorer. In those minutes, he's not the primary hustler, nothing like that, you know. He's a role man. He's out there doing his thing. So imagine once he's developed, like, it's crazy. And I want to shout somebody else out that the Lakers are missing out on. They lost the potential of his Scottie Pippen, man. Scottie Pippen Jr. has actually been popping off here lately for a role player. He's 6-for-8, and he has 17 points this game. I think last game he did something very similar.
He's such a strange person in real life.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's one of those weird guys.
But he's funny.
Like, I could see him getting caught up with one of the Diddy situations.
Scottie Pippen was probably best friends with Diddy. He's best friends with Kim Jong-un, so.
How is that a connection?
He's friends with very despicable people.
I don't think that Diddy's not the same type of person as Kim Jong-un. I think Kim Jong-un and Diddy are two.
One's a mass murderer, dictator, and one's a mass rapist.
It's not a mass rapist. I call him the booty hole snatcher. I call him the booty
snatcher. How does that make a difference from what I said, though?
He's the booty bandit, bro.
But, like, even
we got a Diddy up in here. Oh, P. Diddy the booty bandit.
Nah, listen, I was listening to a couple of songs the other day, and they were talking about being Diddy for a lot of the bar. Like, Trippy Red? What the fuck was that?
That bar was crazy looking back at it now, because you got the diddler as an issue. Once again, fuck the diddler. I can't stand it, bro.
Nobody else did anything. DeAndre Ayton got 6 points, man.
No. I just like Zach Edey, man. I like looking into my man Zach Edey. Because he's a performer, you know what I mean? He does the thing. He shows up.
KD is injured.
Oh, yeah, no. There was a big game. The Suns were up at 1.2 during the Kings.
Bradley Beal was their, top guy.
But the Suns, you could tell they struggled without KD. I mean, Booker, 9-for-22. He had 23 points. Beal, 9-for-18. 3-for-10, both were 3-for-10. That's rough for shooting from deep, you know what I mean? That's a tough game. It's a tough game. But I ain't gonna lie. DeRozan happily looked like he was enjoying himself.
And Sabonis did normal Sabonis numbers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, Sabonis is like that consistent big right now, you know, for them.
Yeah.
And I think that's a huge thing. I think that's going to play into a lot of success. Them, Fox, Murray, if they can keep them together and then actually get somebody in, like a primary, they could be one of those teams that, like the Knicks, trying to develop into a team that is closer to the Celtics, where the Celtics are all around, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because the New York Knicks have a very similar style or similar opinion on it. Like, they like to get a group of individuals that are good, not just a few stars and then few of the role playing in position, you know?
Yeah.
Where, like, for the Kings, you have a few bigger stars. You have a few good stars. You have DeRozan, you have Fox and Sabonis. You know, those are three big names right now in the league. But, once again, if you compare them to it, they're all, scale 1 to 10, they're like top 10 maybe in their position in the league, arguably, you know, maybe top 15 at least, somewhere.
Just for current people.
Just for current. So like, it gives you a pretty wide spread. Most teams you're going to be able to have either some type of advantage or at least some type of mutual effect for.
That's true. What else do we got? The Nuggets and the Mavericks.
Oh, man.
Kyrie put up 43 to lose.
I felt, yeah. I was so crushed to see that they lost by 2 points. Close battle, dude. Close battle. Like, shit.
Luke only had 24 just because Kyrie was stat padding.
Kyrie was not stat padding. They actually ran the ball all mainly through him. And I think that's what made a big difference. And that's why you also seen, like, Luka with 9 assists. Luka had, you know, his 24 points, 9
it's
assists.
It's also because Luka shot 9 for 19, so they probably stopped handing him the ball at a certain point, especially because Kyrie was hot whenever he was missing.
Yeah. Well, that kind of falls into it. Luka, if you look at his 3-point, he was rough for deep. It was 2 for 8, you know. Everywhere else he kind of filled in, so. I think maybe he shot a few good ones and then kind of had to dial back where Kyrie, you know, went 6 for 8. They kind of seen he was on the hot streak and that they needed to get it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Now I will say, it was nice to see somebody like Gafford step up for them. 7 for 9 shooting and had 16 points. That was really helpful.
2 blocks, 2 steals, 3 assists, 7 rebounds. No. Yeah, 7 rebounds.
But the sad thing is just that, like, you had somebody like Jokic going correct. He was 3 for 3 from deep.
37
know?
Points.
God, man.
He had 4 turnovers.
Yeah, he had 4 turnovers,
three
but
steals,
he had 3 steals.
15 assists, 18 rebounds.
So he really only had, you know, 1 turnover, to be honest with you, if you equal that.
Russ had 6 points.
But then he had 15 assists, 18 rebounds, man. Like, that's, fuck. Yeah, it's hard to do, man.
Their second best scorer was Murray. Tough.
Fuck Murray. Points. Fuck Murray. Murray's a bitch.
There was nothing, like...
Not nothing.
Clay had 10 points. He did...
Yeah, no, Clay was pretty mid. I expect more from Clay.
1 for 6.
Yeah. I expect more from
him and
Clay.
Russ need to fucking, like...
Russ had a few good games. This, like, is Russ's
not,
first, like, down
he's
game
not,
with him, to
at
be
least
honest
he's,
with you.
Like, doing normal Russ stuff from the 3.
Yeah,
Clay's 1 for fucking 6. Like, come on now, Clay. Come on, Clay.
Yeah. No, Clay, man, I expect, you know, anywhere between, like, 15 to 20 points is what I want you to get me.
Easily. He had, what, 10?
That's what you, yeah. You should have got at least 15, man. 14.
Absolutely.
12. Fuck, man. Go get fucking 2 more points. I would have been more satisfied.
Yeah.
But I can't stand that shit. But, hey, man, I will say, glad to see Steph back out. Crushing that shit. Bro, 36 points.
7 threes.
Bro went crazy. Bro shot the shit out of him, man.
Had 5 rebounds, 7 assists,
but
a steal, a block.
But if you notice where they did kind of, like, bring in Steph that, like, so hard to that game, like, Buddy Hield didn't do that well. He didn't get as many shots. Like, he didn't do bad for what he did. I mean, he was 3 for 8, you know? 2 for 5 from 3. But for Buddy Hield, you know, he was getting 20 points a game, usually.
He was normally getting, more minutes those games, too, though.
But he's still at 20, you know. 20.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I just feel like...
Steph
was
20 points
for a portion of this game.
Yeah.
And they probably just kept playing Steph.
Oh, yeah.
And the combination probably just wasn't hitting or something.
I'm guaranteed.
Just getting them.
Guaranteed. I mean, they won the game, so they made the right decision.
Chet played 5 whole minutes.
I think he got hurt. I'm not sure. I didn't get actually
see that. Chet had to get helped off the court after a hard fall. Let's see the hard fall, Chet. You get bodied. He got bodied.
All his hip. Oh, man.
It wasn't even a bad play from the Warriors. Chet just...
Nah, just,
didn't have the body for the contact.
Yeah, that's the sad part for some of the these bigger players, man. That are more.
He just and like he only like, had Jonathan Kuminga coming at him. It's not like he had.
Is that Kuminga or was that Wiggins?
Pretty sure that's Kuminga.
What number? Sorry, I couldn't see.
I need to see the back of his jersey.
Yeah.
Zero. Pretty sure it's
because we can see the back of the jersey. We can tell.
I think this is a completely different thing.
If we got the numbers,
that was Steph Curry highlights.
Oh, word. Yeah, no. We gotta see that. We gotta see the jersey, the number.
It is Wiggins.
Andrew Wiggins. Yeah, no. Andrew Wiggins actually had a good game that game too. Didn't he have like 15 points, 16 points, something like that?
Kuminga had 20. Wiggins had
18. Oh, shit. Yeah, it's better than what
Melton was. Had 19.
That's a good game from Wiggins, man.
Where's that good pussy that we talk shit about? 0 points, 15 minutes. Dog shit.
I don't like him.
Shea, 24 points.
Yeah, Shea did his thing, man.
Yeah, they just got shit on, bro.
Yeah.
Everybody was a minus except for a couple of their bench players.
Yeah. I mean, but you're going to have
And
that,
Chet.
Well, it probably would have been a different game if Chet wouldn't have got hurt, you know. But who knows? Who knows? I don't know.
I mean, Curry put up 40. Almost. 40.
Yeah, no. 36. So, it's not a bad game. As I said, I think Steph had a good game.
Do you care about this game?
The Heat game, I mean, like, the only main thing...
Tyler Hero.
There was two players that really played out there, man. Tyler Hero and Anthony Edwards.
That's
Tyler Hero dropped
game.
26 points. Anthony Edwards had 22.
Yeah, it's a 1-point game. Yeah. Heat won it. Nothing crazy. Nothing too out of the blue.
Yeah, I mean, like, I will say, like, the Heat didn't have Jimmy, so good shit.
The Hornets lost by 2.
Yeah, the Hornets lost, but fucking Melo, bro, put on a show, though. He made that, he took that L on the chin, bro. Like, He showed up.
No, look, he sent them to OT with this shot, bro. I saw on Twitter earlier. It'll fix quality in a second.
The fading three, bro.
There was 8 seconds left in the quarter.
Deep down, yeah.
That's still an OT.
That's what you call a fucking go-getter, bro. Like, as I said, like, I know LaMelo low-key does not have, like, the work ethic. I've mentioned it before. But in those moments, like... He shows that, like, he could show up. So, like, with proper guidance, man, he could be a crazy fucking player. The bounce off the knee is crazy, too. Is that Miller? Yeah. I think that was off by Miller. Miller did crazy that game. He had 22.
But really, it's just a case of LaMelo Ball really not having help. Three of his starters having
one
possession where they scored.
Yeah. Yeah, and then your bench guy,
unfortunate. And I mean, that's still, I mean...
Bench guy, 17.
Grant Williams is a good player.
Yeah.
He's a good role player. So, like, great for him.
He's their sixth man.
Paul George shouldn't have had only 15 points. That was
Paul George was pretty buns.
I don't know how they won this game.
He was 1 for 9 for 3, bro.
I actually just don't, like, this bench player popped off.
Yeah, their bench stood better.
Jared McCain.
They had better, probably, overall percentages. I'm not gonna say. That's probably
this was a sloppy loss from LaMelo. Probably a work ethic thing in OT, let's be real.
I'm going to be honest with you. I think if he would have had a few more help, he probably could have got that game.
There's nothing to really say about this game.
Yeah, man, fuck the Wizards in the Magic game. Sad Polo, get out of there, man. Go to Lakers or some shit.
Fucking Pacers fucked on the Knicks for some reason.
Yeah, no. As I said, I looked at this game earlier, bro, and Cat went out and, like, tried to do his thing. You cannot hold Cat or
they had three really good players on their team. Look at fucking...
And nobody.
Brunson and Cat all did their thing. It was really just a skill diff at the end of the day.
But that's, like, the Pacers had people perform, too. Like, So, like, no offense to Mikal Bridges, like, 0 for 6 for 3.
He was the problem.
You fucked up. You could have been a difference in the game. 0 for 6 for 3?
I mean...
If you would have hit 3 of those...
starters were pretty fucked, too.
Nah. Go point out an 0 for 6 for 3. You can't. No, why? Because it's not there. We also had, you know what, their bench players, the Knicks bench players, McBride also shot bad. 1 for 5 from 3. Normally he does better. Josh Hart, another person that they normally have shooting out there. He only shot 0 for 3, but so he normally hits those, but he did dial it back, you know, do his thing on the field goal. He got 16. So it was just a tough loss, I mean. Because I could say on the other side, like, no offense on the Pacers, Siakam should have did more than fucking 14. I expect more from Siakam, you know what I mean? I expect him to be like a 16, 17, 18 point game.
This kid dropped 38.
Yeah, that fucking no name.
Benedict
Mathurin. Mathurin.
Mathurin?
Yeah.
He had 38 points. He was 13 for 18, 7 for 9 from 3.
That's one of these fluke games, bro. I'm not going to cap at you.
So I'm pretty sure Siakam's points probably just got like.
I don't see him doing that again ever.
I doubt it. I very much doubt it.
I don't see him doing that. But hey, I say the Pacers, 5 and 5, they did not want to go negative. They forced the Knicks to go fuck themselves instead.
Yeah. Good for the Pacers, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, fuck. That's anyways, you know? Gotta get the win.
Giannis has no help.
Yeah, no, Giannis cried today, bro. Dropping his 43 points.
He's ready to leave more than ever after the day.
Dude, Dame struggled 1 for 8 from 3, 4 for 15, man. That's so rough. Like, damn, bro, you were supposed to come out this year and crush it. You're fucking ass. Jason Tatum, he had 31 points, bro, but he also was, like, 7 for 21, which is, like, 33%. Kind of washed. You know what I mean?
That's what you'd expect from, like, a role player, not a starter.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's, like...
Not a starter of, quote-unquote, Jason Tatum's caliber.
Yeah, they were a fundamentally better team, I believe, was the thing. Yeah. They got better open shots, you know, because look at the assist cut. Category. Look at the rebound category. Like, you know, they really hustled out there. Because besides that, dude, you had like two players that had some hustle points on the Milwaukee Bucks. One being Prince, the other one Giannis. I wouldn't really give nobody else too many crazy hustle points.
You know? Nah, there's no one on their team that really like would be deserving of them.
Yeah, it was tough. Giannis, man, wants out. But like, where's he going? Heat?
Probably. He named two places, the Heat and somewhere else, but I don't know where the somewhere else was.
Word. No, it makes sense, though.
Rockets, Pistons,
yeah, Cade Cunningham, yeah.
Almost had a triple-double.
Cade Cunningham did his shit. There's only two main players there, Cade Cunningham and the Sengu.
26 points, 2 for 4 from 3, 10 for 21, under 50%,
which, yeah,
whatever.
But no. I mean, he's a young player having to carry a team.
8 rebounds, 9 assists.
Yeah, bro, went out, still got hustled. Had a block. You know, it struggled.
Ivy only put up 8.
Yeah.
Prove that one game was a fluke.
Well, Ivy's still young too, man. They're young players being forced to... You know,
Bron's now the top of the fucking Lakers stat line. He's 17 yeah. points, 9 rebounds, 12 assists.
They're actively 11. Playing. Hold on, click on that game, man, because this is a game that I would love to see us win. We need a win for the Lakers.
Nah, you're up 11. You should be cool. Unless you guys just start blowing.
Yeah, but we've been down. We were down most of the game. The Lakers were down up until just recently, guys.
Like, you're like, playing, like, the bottom of the bracket right now.
Because so LeBron, I ain't gonna lie, LeBron had a rough start. I think first quarter, I see him, like, 1 for 5, something like that. AD had, like, 19 at the first half, something LeBron's like that.
5 for 11 and yeah. 0 for 3.
So, like, LeBron made a huge twitch, you know? He turned on. He turned on the Jets. He said, hey, fuck it. Do his thing. Rue, bro, we need you to lock in. 2 for 9's not cooling. Austin Reeves, you locked in. You 5 for 11. You doing the shit. Cam Reddish, you locked in. 5 for 7. You doing the shit. Hayes, another dude, Hayes is a young guy. I wish they would give more minutes.
I'm not praising D'Angelo Russell. I don't care what his stat line is.
No, okay, he's 2 for 7. His thing is supposed to be threes. You know? Like, okay, he's not doing bad overall, you know, as a role player.
He's good for their plus minus right now.
But like, I expect you a little bit more, man. You're supposed to be a bigger name. I want you to lead this, man. And at the end of this game, you need to have 16, 18 points.
Hell, I'd be surprised if he gets more minutes.
No, but I say they'll give him more minutes. They always do. They always kind of fuck up, give D'Lo minutes. No offense.
It's been time out for a minute. Okay.
They're probably trying to talk about how to fucking secure the win. You know, I mean, you're up 11. You want it. Don't want to lose it.
No need this to lose. This is at LA, too. LA's 4-0 at home.
Yeah. Yeah. But so, like, this would be a good game for LA, too, to kind of, like, push them over the middle ground a little bit. Because they're still in the middle for teams, you know? They're a mid-team this year, still. That was a fire pass. Like, Austin Reeves, behind the back, dish, fire.
That's cool.
That was pretty fire. Sorry, we seen some of the highlight. Like, ooh. Pretty nasty.
Time to D'Lo.
LeBron to D'Lo, pump fake, step, smash. Okay, okay. So, like, hey, at least you hit it, D'Lo. But, like, still, I'm expecting more from you by the end of this game. You're not out the bag yet. You're not out the bag yet. Oh! Damn! That block from AD is go crazy, dude. Ooh, in the third quarter.
So he stayed yeah. down.
Yeah, but, I mean, he blocked the fuck out of that. Ooh, look at it. Ooh.
I think he got
eye-picked. AD, Defensive Player of the Year.
He got eye-picked.
Yeah, he got, well, he got smacked in the face. Probably just poked. So it's cool. But that's crazy. AD out there doing the thing on D. That's what's up. That's what we like to see. That's a good game. AD Yam. That's in a second.
He's playing through contact.
Yeah. I like to see that, too. Because, like, we've seen in the past, like, AD being hurt, sometimes he's a little scared for contact.
Maybe we get too close to
so, someone. Like, maybe this year, he has a chance for MVP if he keeps this up.
A little threat trade from.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah, but it was a bank. You know what I mean? But, I mean, like, hey, way to dial it in. You still drained it.
Oh, no.
Austin Reeves. Ooh, tough lay. Okay, tough lay from Reeves. Reeves got some tough lays. What else we got going on? What else we got going on? Hey, lay.
Damn, that was a high off the glass lay.
Lay? Yeah, that was jelly. That was nice.
It was a bronze dunk, I think.
Ooh. Oh, Brian.
Mismatch.
Oh, yeah. Oh, over top. That little, he didn't want to jump.
Oh, no.
He didn't want to jump.
It was such a bad mismatch for this little white boy.
Yeah. They didn't want him. They didn't want him. That's LeBron could be way more of a bully. You know what I mean? Like, LeBron could bully more people.
Oh, absolutely. Lakers got 3 more points.
Yeah. Ooh, Cameron just got the rebound, it said. But Rue again, missing, bro. Rue, stop fucking shooting.
Who hit the... Who got them a 3 after the time? Miss? D'Angelo. D'Lo hit the 3.
D'Lo hit the 3. That's good, D'Lo. That's what I want. That means he has, what, 3 for 8? That's not bad, D'Lo.
No, he was 5. Oh, yeah.
He was 2 for 7 for 3.
Austin Reeves just got a foul.
That's good.
No, he fouled somebody.
Yeah, no, that's good. Punch him in the fucking mouth. That's not what I said. I don't like the fucking Toronto. Nobody
they
likes Toronto.
They made both of their three throws.
Word. That's it. I mean, shit.
Hopefully, still like, a pretty big.
Yeah. I mean, there's still tons
Reeves
of time left.
Reeves got a layup with an assist from James immediately after the free throw.
Yeah, there's 6 minutes left. There's still time left. I say that, you know, anyone can still win it. Hopefully, the Lakers pull through. That would be a big thing. I think the Lakers need to pull through. Toronto, you're already in the hole. Fuck you. Stay down there. Get better players. That's all I can tell you. Know what I mean? Like, I don't see Toronto being a problem this year for anyone. I think they're supposed to be probably one of the bottom caliber teams. They're probably going to be like last year's Pistons or Wizards, you know what I mean?
Rui missed another 3.
Yeah, no. Rui just needs to stop
shooting. They got an offensive board, but he missed the 3.
Rudy needs to stop shooting. Yeah, I can't stand shooting right now.
Bron just left the game for Jackson Hayes.
I actually like Hayes. I wish Hayes had more minutes. Missed. But I don't like that LeBron 2's left the game for right now. That's kind of a tough feat.
Weird spot in the game to do it in.
Yeah. But, I mean, I understand. Like, you're up, you know, let your main player rest.
Yeah.
Let your man rest.
Yeah.
I mean, you still got AD. He's going to be cooking.
Oh, absolutely. AD's always... This season, he's just been in his bag.
Yeah. No, I see AD possibly winning MVP if he keeps it up this year. And if the Lakers, you know, at least go in the playoffs. I also see that he could potentially be a defensive player of the year, too. And he could do pull a Giannis. Get both.
Maybe.
But, hey, that's just my opinion on what it could be. Wemby's still a thing out there for defensive player of the year. Because, I mean, we look, and Wemby blocks the shit out of motherfuckers. Steals the fuck out of shit. And... performs pretty well, you know?
He's good. I just think AD is probably way more consistent. Defensively.
Yeah. Positioning-wise, yes. 100%. Now, I think, like, for highlight points, Wemby occasionally has more highlight points. I think it's also because of, like, where he is young. He makes his stuff more known, you know what I mean? Like, AD, get a block, you know, you see how he got a block and said he was too worried about his eye. He's like, oh, man, my face.
True, true.
Wemby got a block and, like, started screaming, you know, acting, flexing, doing shit, you know what I mean? So, yeah. Like, of course, it draws more attention.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
But, no, I would definitely currently like AD to have defensive player. I'm just saying. Wemby is, he has been putting up the numbers.
He's my favorite for MVP this year.
AD?
Yeah.
I hope AD gets it. I know Shea was up there for it last year. Luka goes up there for it last year too. It could be a lot of different people this year still. You know, it's still developing the season, so early.
Absolutely.
Hopefully they pulled it.
I assume the Lakers will win this game. They seem to be the better players in the fourth. But it could fall apart.
Easily. Right now? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Alright, guys. But, tune in next time. We appreciate y'all listening in. Adios.
Later.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.